You're listening to DottoTech, brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
I just keep playing with this LTE network and keep clicking on new websites, and I'm going to places I don't even want to go to just because they're so fast to go to. Thanks, Paul. You've ruined this.
I know.
Because, you know, fortunately, at home, I do have fairly good internet service, although Michael doesn't. He was going, wait a minute, I've checked my speed. It's not as fast as you guys are getting, and certainly not as fast as what we're getting right now. So,
yeah, I'm harsh jealous.
Harsh jealous. I haven't heard that one before. That's a good term. You're telling me that, now, Apple is as tight-lipped can be about, rumors just haven't been the same in many years on Apple. They just don't let things out. But there are some good rumors out there about iPad 3. Fill me in, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, it's with Apple, they keep everything very secret. They're a very secret culture until they have something to officially announce. The big news comes out of their supply chain because most of their supplies are manufactured in China. Mm-hmm. And they have a little bit more loose lips. So
yes.
Foxconn and all the companies they deal with for all the components, they tend to talk. And so a lot of them are saying that we can expect the iPad 3 to come out around April. They are ramping up all the manufacturing of all the components, all the assembly by about February. So that gives them enough time to have all the inventory and, you know, marketing campaign and everything like that. The big thing is the resolution will almost double from what it is now. So
double the resolution of screen. We're looking at it with 600 by 800 now, roughly.
You're going to go to at least 2,000 by about like 1,200 is really
that'll make the photography and the imaging apps, that'll make a profound difference there.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a good camera, you know, or an XLR or anything like that, you'll really notice it with high resolution pictures, and then hopefully it'll attract developers to actually make sort of a step above HD content because you'll be able to actually get superior resolution now.
If it's an April launch, it'll only be about a 7-month window from iOS 5, so we should probably not expect a major upgrade in software then, I imagine.
Yeah, I mean, they're really getting behind iCloud, you know, being able to, you know, no matter what iDevice you have, to be able to access it instantly on your other devices, which I think is, that's really the essence of cloud computing right there.
Simplify the user experience. Keep it simple. Right?
Yeah. And I mean, that really appeals to me. I mean, being a techie, I play with everything, but I find elegance and simplicity.
Yes.
I like being able to buy something or, you know, like the latest Apple commercial where they show people, you know, buying a song and then it's instantly on this, or updating the spreadsheet.
The cloud
and
stuff. You know. Well, it'll be interesting seeing Siri on it, too. That could be something very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Apple's very tight-lipped about Siri. They are limiting it right now just to the latest generation iPhone, the 4S, and they haven't really talked about anything else.
I cannot imagine a new iOS device coming out other than an iPod, but their flagship product, which is what the iPad has become. The iPad is now Apple's flagship product. I believe it's more important than the phone for the next period of time anyways.
Yeah.
And I cannot imagine that not having their best possible technology put in it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. There's an interesting study out that, you know, of course, we've been following the HP story, how HP was considering selling off their computer division and all this sort of stuff. And everybody's saying, well, you know, HP is the largest computer manufacturer in the world. At the end of 2011, if we classify tablets, HP won't be the largest manufacturer of computers anymore, but Apple will have taken that over.
We live in interesting times.
That's ground shaking for when Apple used to struggle along with like a 3% market share.
Yeah.
To the point now where when we and I do believe that the iPad is a computer that they are now the largest manufacturer of. Staggering information.
Well, you just heard of HP just open sourced WebOS.
Yeah. Another interesting development, right?
Oh, actually, I wasn't aware of that.
I mean,
they coughed it up, right?
They've decided what they're doing with it, and they're letting us have it.
Yeah, it'll go the same route as Android, where they'll say any tablet or company wants to license WebOS, no problem. You know, you develop apps, do all that. So they were originally going to scrap it, and they were originally going to spin off the PC division. Then they said, no, we're going to keep it. We're not going to make WebOS devices until 2013 personally, but we're going to spend all of our time, you know, making it as easy as possible to get it into the hands of manufacturers, OEM developers, and things like that.
Well, here we have history repeating itself, but in a different way, because I always thought one of the biggest mistakes Microsoft ever made way back in the day for real nerds is when they shelved OS 2.
Yeah.
And they did, and at that point there, we were just at the beginning of the Unix and the Linux world, and everybody says, give it to us. Make it open source. And I believe that the whole open source community would have gotten behind OS2 as opposed to getting behind Linux as they did at the time. And we might see a very different open source
world. It was good code.
World. It was great.
It was great code.
Yeah.
And it had more going for it at that point. And so HP is I'm wondering if they took a look at that and they said, this is our opportunity to make a little bit of a difference. And it also has to send, for the first time, somebody has to have done something that sends a little bit of a shiver down Google's back, because they've had a pretty free run at it with Android for the last little while.
They have, you know, and it's the open source aspect. If you don't have to pay any licensing fees for the operating system, why would you want to use that instead of Symbian or all these, you know, Mego yes. or all these other operating systems?
And Google's been around long enough that they used to be everybody loved them, and now they've got enemies.
Yeah.
And so it'll be interesting.
Well, then they just don't provide the best end-user experience. Android's the most fragmented operating system I've ever seen. I see devices regularly from 1.6 all the way now to Ice Cream Sandwich.
Yeah.
And, you know, all the screens are different sizes. There's no standard for it.
People want simplicity.
And each of the manufacturers puts their own interface on top. And so you pick up an iOS device and you know how to use it, regardless which
just
one
like
you pick
that.
Up. You pick up an Android device and you kind of go, how do I do? And you can figure it out. But there's always a how do I do? And as soon as you move from one phone to another, you pick up a buddy's phone and you want to send a text. It takes you a few minutes to figure out how to send a text, whereas it doesn't do that. If you want to send a text from somebody's phone, if you happen to have had a few too many, and you're going to be doing a bunch of drunk texting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But at any rate, what the bottom line is there's in the open source world, the standards are very loose as opposed to the very tightly restrained ones that we see in Apple's world. And that's really all the time that we got for today. Going to ask you guys one last question each. What do you want for Christmas, Michael? As a geek, what's your number one Christmas gift?
I want that new Sony virtual reality headset that they just made. It's $499. It gives you full HD, and it gives you like all the 3D depth perception. So it's like a 3D TV, like virtual reality
Art
headset.
Art was asking about that the other day.
Yeah.
So that's perfect. You ought to give us the link to that, because Art wants that for Christmas,
I will.
Too.
I'm an audiophile. There's a little box you hook up to your iPod, and basically it lets you take digital audio right out of the drive without modifying it, feed it into a good quality DAC, and magic happens. So I've already got one of the 754 here. So I'm
well,
good
you
with
think
that.
You have you think you have the LTE modem, but it might not make it home with you.
Yeah,
I
you
think
go.
For Christmas, me, you know what I like? I like the AirPlay devices. I want an AirPlay station.
I'm good
for
with that.
The,
I already have that.
Home.
So yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Must be nice.
So that's what I'm
good.
Going with.
It's all good.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. We got Paul
Thanks,
DeMera
Steve.
From Rogers. We got Michael Kozlowski, Goody Reader. I'm Steve Dotto. Thanks for your time, guys.
No worries.
You're welcome.